Illinois basketball is starting up, and we're a month away from Game Day Spirit's semi-annual stadium sale. Mark your calendars for Saturday, December 1st, and be ready to shop your heart out at Memorial Stadium. Game Day is looking to liquidate end-of-the-season inventory and bring a great selection of apparel with amazing prices to the Great West Hall at Memorial Stadium. Finish all of your Christmas shopping early and relax this holiday season. Game Day Spirit Stadium Sale is Saturday, December 1st. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
Credit Scorecard. Limited.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's election day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I just want to be free. And if the Democrats get in, we're down the toilet.
He's already voted in Florida, one of many states with close races for governor and Senate.
Go out and vote Republican.
President Trump's last pre-election rally was in Missouri, where there's another tight Senate race as Democrats hope for a blue wave.
The character of this country is on the ballot. Who we are is on the ballot.
Former President Obama was in a district in Virginia they hope to take from Republicans. Democrats need to flip 23 red seats to take control of the House. They need to take two GOP seats to win the Senate. 36 million Americans have already voted early. Those who haven't are now lining up in 36 states, including Tennessee. Fox's Gernal Scott live in Franklin.
Dave, some polls in Tennessee are just opening up this hour. One county, Clay County, started voting at 6 local time. Others across the state will open next hour. Now, the race between U.S. Representative Marsha Blackburn, the Republican, and Democrat Phil Bredesen, now the most expensive in Tennessee history, with more than $68 million spent. And the campaigns are closely watching turnout today and who may or may not be able to get to the polls. Several tornadoes touched down in central Tennessee last night, with leaving at least one death. Polls will close later tonight at 7 p.m. local time in what is expected to be a tight race, Dave.
Yeah, girl, that woman was killed in Rutherford County. A tornado collapsed her house. There was also damage in tornadoes in Mississippi, and more storms could roll through Alabama or Georgia, the Carolinas, and even some mid-Atlantic states. The accused pipe bomb mailer who targeted Democrats and Trump critics goes back to court today.
56-year-old Cesar Sayoc's been extradited from Miami to New York. Prosecutors are expected to ask for him to be held without bail because he's considered dangerous.
That's Fox's Jill NATO. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
In addition to the House and Senate races, there are questions on ballots across the country in 37 states, including whether to legalize marijuana in Michigan, Missouri, North Dakota, and Utah. There are also, of course, local government races, and 36 governor seats are up for grabs.
Two of the closest watched governor's races are in Georgia and Florida. In Georgia, Democrat Stacey Abrams is challenging Republican Brian Kemp, who also currently holds Georgia's Secretary of State position. In Florida, Democrat Andrew Gillum, who is the mayor of Tallahassee, is running against Republican former Congressman Ron DeSantis. Current Florida Governor Rick Scott is running for the U.S. Senate. Overall, Republicans currently hold 33 of 50 governorships. The GOP is also defending 8 governor seats in states that Hillary Clinton carried in 2016, including open seats in Maine, Nevada, and New Mexico, as well as incumbents in Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Vermont. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Brent Taylor's body was flown to Dover Air Force Base last night, days after the National Guard soldier was killed in Afghanistan. He was on leave as the mayor of North Ogden, Utah. And in his last Facebook post, Taylor urged Americans to vote. an apology in Georgia for what happened at a high school football game.
Brockwood High School principal Bo Ford apologized in a letter to parents and says four students planned it as a joke. But most people attending the game didn't find it funny at all, as four band members spelled out an African-American racial slur with their instrument covers. The mother of another band member, Shawn Meyer, says she'd like to see the offending students kicked out of school.
I will not stop until they are expelled. They do not need to be back in that school until they learn that everybody is there, regardless of what color or what race. Same purpose, to get an education.
Ford says the students, two African Americans, one Asian and one Hispanic, will be disciplined.
That's Tom Rigotti. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
Good morning. Local news brought to you by ABC Heating and Air. It's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Depend on their skilled, licensed, and experienced technicians at ABC Heating, Air Condition, and Air Conditioning to help you with your residential and commercial needs. ABCHeatingandAC.com or call 352-5400.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County drew the most early ballots in the area with 32,454 returned out of over 35,000 ballots requested. More than 4,000 ballots were turned in across nine voting locations in Champaign County on Tuesday alone. It's election day and voting is from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. The most expensive Illinois governor's race in history will be decided today. Incumbent Republican millionaire Bruce Rauner and Democratic challenger billionaire J.B. Pritzker, heir to the Hyatt Hotels fortune, have combined to spend a record of well over $240 million on the race, according to records, including nearly $120 million in campaign advertising. And demolition is set to begin in preparation for a 17-story building in Champaign. Several sidewalks and loading zones will be closed during the project. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Well, fall is officially here in Central Illinois, and ABC Heating and Air knows that soon, Old Man Winter will be knocking on your doors. Ensure your furnace is running at its best when you schedule a fall tune-up at ABC Heating and Air. Don't trust me? Read their reviews. Like ABC has come to my rescue more than once this week. We've always gotten great prompt service at a great price with ABC. And ABC is always professional and never overpriced on any item. Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 or find them online at abcheatingandac.com.
All right, we check your Election Day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. And a good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie J. Windy today. Hold on your hat as you head to the polls. Wind gusts as high as 36 miles per hour. Gradual clearing occurring today, starting out with the clouds. High 53, 35 hour low tonight. Sunshine expected tomorrow with a high 46, down to 28. 43 the high with sunshine on Thursday. And then wrapping up Thursday night and coming into Friday with a slight chance of snow and a low 30. Right now we're at 47 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, News Gazette shows a picture of students lined inside the Illini Union for early voting.
Yes.
That could be a very good sign for Democrats, certainly in our county. You know, the state really doesn't matter. It's supposed to be kind of a Democratic sweep across everything, which is a head-scratcher if you see how good Illinois is doing politically in the state. But we'll see what happens. Genevieve Wood, a leading voice of the Heritage Foundation as a senior communications advisor and senior contributor to the Daily Signal, the think tank's multimedia news organization. From Washington, Genevieve Wood, nothing going on in your life, huh?
Good morning. No, nothing going on here. Actually, to be truthful, there's not, you know, on a day like this, Washington is often it's almost eerily quiet.
Yeah.
Eerily quiet until the evening hours because, frankly, everybody here is waiting to see what everybody else across the country actually does.
Yeah, you've been in this a while. Have you felt or seen anything like now?
Well, I mean, look, I think 2016 takes the cake in terms of anticipation and then also the shock value that many people felt. So I don't know if it quite repeats that, but I think there is a real sense, especially I think because of 2016 and so many polls and prognosticators being wrong, that people, you know, that everybody's saying, oh, well, you, well, the conventional wisdom is, but I think there's an undercurrent of the fact that people are like, you know what? we don't know what's going to happen until the votes are counted. I think people feel more that way this year than any other past election I've been in.
Well, and it is such a different, and I would say that if 16 was the first Lord of the Rings, this is the second Lord of the Rings. It's like a continuation of that feel of something weird. It's not conventional. This is not based on history. Everything is kind of changing. And like it or
right.
not, there's an energy. When Donald Trump goes out there, it is a unique energy that is I've never seen quite. I mean, Barack Obama did quite well at those, but this stuff's electric when I'm watching. I watched a lot of the Cape Girardeau last night. And it was something's going on. I don't know what's going to happen. I know I said, Genevieve, that the House would hold red and the Senate would get far more than you think. And I might be totally wrong, but that's what I'm saying.
But you might be totally right. Look, it all depends on again, who turns out. And this mm-hmm. is what I said in 2016. There are people, there's no way, none of the polls, Trump's down. And I said, you know what? I think if the people that say that show up at these rallies and the people that say they're going to, if they show up, he's going to win. And that's exactly what happened. The question will be, will many of those same people show up in individual congressional races? And then, of course, the Senate seats. I will tell you, in 16, I was a lot more around the country speaking at different events and so forth and had a much better feel for what I thought was going on. And that's one reason I kind of sense, I think something's going on here. Mm-hmm. But this year, I've been mostly stuck in Washington, I'm sorry to say. But what I can tell you from that is I understand why so much of the media and others who are stuck in New York or stuck in Washington, they don't get it because you don't get that vibe as you might imagine here. But when I look on TV and I see, where the president is in Ohio, where he is, and you see these crowds, it's unbelievable.
No, it is. And he connects. He can really make eye contact. And I just don't think the media elite, the people in the big cities, they get us out here. We've been mad for a while now. And it's, we're going to see if this is going to be vindication for Donald Trump or a repudiation of Donald Trump. And that's why I think it makes it so exciting. And I don't think anybody has any idea. Forget any of the polls.
Right. Well, look, and I mean, the president has, I think, been courageous in this making it. He's saying, this is about me.
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys don't do that,
no.
right? They're like, if it goes down, I don't want the blame for it,
No.
He said, this is about me. I will say this. I do think on the left, because of what happened in 2016, some of them are certainly more motivated than they've been because they realize we didn't do our job in getting folks out. But whether they're going to be able to, to turn it around, and keep in mind, I think poll after poll oversamples Democrats. There's no doubt the media wants the left to be motivated, wants them to be excited, wants to encourage them to get out and vote, to have them think they're going to be part of something big. So, whether that's a lot of wanting, right? That's a lot of wanting. Whether that's really there on the ground, we're not going to know until tonight.
Well, we'll see. But I tell you what, one name changed the whole thing, Brett Kavanaugh. Because when I watched that, Genevieve, it's the first time I can remember ever getting ready to vote when I was afraid of presuming guilt, which is so against the Constitution, what we believe, that actually caused me fear that we're going so far left that this could be bad.
Well, and, for all the talk about how that was going to motivate women to vote against Trump and to vote for Democrats and so forth, I will tell you that to a person, many of the friends that I have, female friends, who are, generally conservative and the like, but who haven't been that engaged in politics, some of which don't love President Trump, they were outraged the other way around. And they were more determined than ever to go out and vote for conservatives because what they saw the left doing and Democrats doing during that hearing. So, again, the media didn't talk about those women.
Well,
it only talked about the left side.
And where did you see Chuck Grassley's 414-page report about a woman saying, I lied about Brett Kavanaugh, I'm in trouble, I know. There have been three or four referred to criminal justice because now, there's conflicting reports. The woman that did the polygraph test for Dr. Ford, they want to check on. So there's nobody's. It's crickets.
Right. No, I saw that in Chuck Grass's Twitter feed.
I know.
I didn't see it in any news outlet.
No, but nobody's
covered.
And then there was a touching moment in Cape Girardeau last night. I knew nobody touched this, but a woman collapsed at the conference, at the rally.
A woman collapsed.
And I heard they started singing Amazing Grace, the crowd.
Yeah, Donald Trump stopped in his tracks. I mean, the whole, it was, had it gone, they were whipped into a frenzy. He stopped. He said, is there a doctor? And just like,
wow.
The doctor, take your time. And it was like 5 minutes. He kept looking down there. And then all of a sudden, spontaneously, the crowd started singing Amazing Grace and said the Lord's Prayer.
Wow.
It was and I said there won't be any coverage of this because that was an amazing moment. It was unbelievable. In fact, here's Fox News this morning.
And how about this? A touching moment at the president's rally in Missouri. The crowd singing to support a woman after she collapsed on the floor. The president put the rally on hold as the crowd sang Amazing Grace and said the Lord's Prayer. The woman's condition this morning is unclear, but a very touching moment for a lot of people.
You know, I'm praying for Amazing Grace today, Genevieve. I knew that would get covered because it was touching. It was meaningful. It showed another side of the president, how he stopped everything because he was so concerned about the woman. Nobody's going to touch that because it might make him look good.
That's right. But what it does show is where his supporters are and where the activists of those areas are.
Yes.
And those folks, my guess is they're praying for the election, but I also think they're going to show up today.
Yeah, I do too. Genevieve Wood, how do people connect with you at the Daily Signal at Heritage? How do they find you?
Well, if you're a Twitter person, you can do at Genevieve Wood. But if you want to you can also email me. Go to the Daily Signal, genevieve.wood@dailysignal.com. I'd love to hear from folks.
I would like to buy a vowel, an E, please, for Genevieve.
Yeah, there's four of them.
Four E's
Genevieve.
In there. G-E-N-E-V-I-E-V-E, Wood. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Genevieve. We'll see what happens.
Thank you, and happy Election Day. I hope you're right.
You as well. Thank you. ESPN 93.5, 716. Jump to our morning sports. 10 lines with Diane Ducey.
Thank you, Stevie. It looks like Tennessee beat Dallas yesterday, 28-14. Our Illini have Nebraska. Can we do Nebraska?
Yeah, you know, it's a little shocking to me that it's like an 18-point spread when Nebraska's 2-7. I know they've been playing better and they got a really good offense, but let's go. I mean, I think we're playing a little house money. We're feeling good right now. We're 4-5. I don't think anybody expects anything. What if we go out to Nebraska and win?
Yeah.
Wow.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Let's keep our fingers crossed on that thought. College basketball season is here in the top 25 Big Ten basketball action tonight. Number 10, Michigan State, and number 1, Kansas is a game I'm sure a lot of people will be watching. Number 19, Michigan and Norfolk State. Number 24, Purdue and Fairfield. Illinois and Evansville on Thursday. We've got tickets on ESPN 93.5.
We'll do that. Also, I really thought the Illini soccer team was going to make the NCAA. They were on a bubble and did not get in. Wisconsin did, and the Illini beat Wisconsin. And we lost to Penn State 1-0. Thought they played really well at the end of the year. Really disappointed that Illinois soccer did not make the NCAA tournament. I thought they were in after they beat Wisconsin. Janet Rayfield's team had a much better year and good days ahead.
We were robbed.
Yeah.
Bulls over the Knicks in 2 overtimes. Houston Rockets beat the Pacers 98-94.
All right, you want to test drive a vehicle, may I suggest Honda BMW. Why? Well, because they've got a lot of nice vehicles, not only the Honda side, but the BMW side. The new showroom at Honda BMW, the BMW side, has such a clean white floor that if you are ever in there with a bowl of lasagna and you drop it, you can eat it off the floor. Forget the second rule. Forget the 5-second rule. Just sit crisscross applesauce. That's how darn clean it is. Go say hey to Ken and BMW. Go say hey to Craig and Honda. And say hey to Ben Quattrone. Congratulate him on assembling a team that has garnered the Honda President's Award, which is very difficult to get in the car business when you're a Honda dealer, the top 10% in the nation. So say hey and check out their website, which is very nice, drivechampagne.com, or stop by for a test drive today. It's Honda BMW off of Neil at Burwash in Savoy, drivechampagne.com.
The official vehicle for Miss Illinois, and she drove it down to Tuscola to speak to those Warriors, and what a meaningful message she has.
Thank you. It was very good about a lot of things regarding that age. She was very, I thought, relative to that age.
Right.
Talking about you're not entitled to things. You have to earn things. And
to be in an echoey gym and to be able to hear a pin drop when she paused.
She was in the white CRV provided by Honda BMW.
Thank you, Ben.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's what some say about this election. We'll see. Who's going to be red or blue? We'll see. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Overcast and breezy. Winds out of the west between 21 and 31 miles per hour now and up to 36 miles per hour. Watch it. Next to those high-profile vehicles on the highways, we've got a high 53 down to 35 tonight. 46 tomorrow with sunshine down to 28, up to 43 with mostly sunny conditions to start on Thursday. Then there's a four-letter word mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Snow on Thursday night and coming into Friday morning. Friday's high at 40. Right now, the temperature's at 47. ESPN 93.5.
Election day, make sure you vote if you haven't already. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, we could find out Amazon's new headquarters plans as early as this week. Multiple reports now say Amazon will split its headquarters into two locations so it can recruit the best tech talent. The Wall Street Journal says the final list includes Crystal City, Virginia, Dallas, and Long Island City in Queens, New York. Toyota may be dropping some models with weak sales. It could discontinue the Yaris subcompact. Toyota, like other auto companies, is seeing growing sales of sport utility vehicles. Under Armour executives and employees can no longer expense visits to strip clubs. The Wall Street Journal says over the years, staffers and even chairman Kevin Plank went with athletes or co-workers to the clubs. The Dow was up 190 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 28. The S&P was up 15. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Might be time to upgrade your appliances. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is where you want to go and price and check and see all their warranties and all the things they have. Family owned, been in business since 1977, so over 40 years of appliance experience. All they do is appliances. They do it better than anybody else. Dick Van Dyke's the largest independent appliance dealer in central Illinois, right here in Champaign, also in Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. They offer discount pricing on quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Talking low prices, best selection of appliances, and they treat you like royalty. Plus, you can receive a free 10-year protection plan. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a place you'll want to visit. Remodeling at kitchen. Hear Jay Layman's commercial about he went to Dick Van Dyke. Dennis Reakin's his friend, guy who owns it. Check out the Champaign location now for their Black November sale. 0% interest, financing with approved credit. Save over $1,000. Find them south of I-74. They're on Neal. You can check them out online. Appliance-world.com. Appliance-world.com for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Well, now, in the midterms, and, you know, I made a Twitter prediction that the House would stay Republican and the Senate would grow more than they're expecting. They're expecting it's 51 to 49 Republicans, and most of the predictions have it 53. I think it's 55 and could be north if everything goes the Republicans' way. And, again, it all depends on turnout. But I didn't know I was bucking history with the House prediction because the average loss for the party in power in the midterm elections is 28 seats. Democrats only need 23 to flip it to Nancy Pelosi. So the odds are that it is a Democratic. The history says it. Only twice in the last, 150 years it has ever bucked that trend. I'm going based on the different feel there is in this country and the fact that the numbers are so good economically. I mean, the economy is cruising along. You can get a job if you want a job.
Uh-huh.
Unemployment's off the charts. Unemployment, lowest ever. Ever in the history of recording for Hispanics, African Americans, Asians, everything. So when things are, I mean, if there's a problem economically, there is a flag. If it's really, really good, it's hard to be motivated to make a change except to impeach Donald Trump.
Right.
So if the House goes to the Democrats, and it might, then this is going to be 2 years of investigations, 2 years of hearings. And whatever they can do to tarnish Donald Trump so to make sure he does not win in 2020, that'll be pretty much the laser focus. There'll be 20-plus candidates on the Democratic side at least running for president. 20. Good luck sorting that out. Well, the Republicans had 18, didn't they? when Donald Trump got through the crowd.
That's true.
There's 18, I think it'll be 20 plus Democrats. And so will that focus, and not, we're not going to get much done. The whole goal will be to get rid of Trump. So you're going to be into that, and all right, not much will get done. If the Republicans win, presumably the Trump platform continues. There might be some laws about immigration, might fix the border war problem down there with the wall or whatever kind of security or laws or process.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see. This is how we settle things. This is how we should settle things. We don't want to fight. We don't want to get into all kinds of rumbles and weapons. That'd be bad. We don't want that. So we settle at the ballot box and we honor whatever happens.
We have until 7 o'clock tonight.
7 o'clock tonight is when the polls close locally. A whole lot of folks have already voted. But if you have not, you can get out and do it today, of course.
That's right.
359-2255. You can always text us. Love to know what you think. It's election day. It is a big day.
Yeah, do you have a prediction?
359-2255. Tell me what you think. 727 ESPN 93.5.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The polls just opened in Arkansas. Voters in 37 states are now voting this election day. Democrats need to flip 23 seats to take control of the House of Representatives. In the Senate,
Republicans hoping to expand their majority by picking off vulnerable Democrats in red states, like in Indiana, West Virginia, and Nevada. Of the 26 Democratic senators up for re-election, President Trump won 10 of their states. Democrats need to win a net 2 seats to take control. Over in the House, there are more than 70 competitive races.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. The man accused of sending mail bombs to critics of President Trump's back in court today after being moved to face federal charges.
Cesar Sayoc is expected to make his first court appearance in New York, transferred from Florida where he was arrested a week ago. Prosecutors say they'll ask for him to be held without bail because he is considered dangerous. None of the devices exploded.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. This is Fox News.
And we're going to talk to Rachel Sutherland live from Washington coming up here in just a moment. Our local news this morning with Rich Hancock, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online. It's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Urbana Alumni Association is supporting all 94 Urbana middle school teachers. The alumni are surprising each teacher with a $50 gift certificate to the Idea Store. On October 22nd, a similar gift was given to each Urbana high school teacher. Arctic air is set to plunge into central Illinois by the end of the week. Meteorologists say a system will develop in the central plains on Thursday and bring precipitation Thursday night into Friday morning. And long early voting lines at the Illini Union were discussed at the IU Senate Executive Committee meeting Monday. A student who got in line said 195 people were ahead of him, and it was taking about an hour and 20 minutes to cast a vote. The Champaign County clerk has subsequently been notified. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
I'm telling you, flu bug is out there. CMI can help you disinfect.
Yes.
You got to ask about the Checkmate system, electrostatic sprayer. I want that. Keep your workout gym, office, school, radio station all clean. Beat the flu bug. They got all the stuff you need. Zip, zip, zip. It's done. Stay ahead of the flu season. Call Betsy or Brad Park, CMI. And ask about the world's number one electrostatic cleaning tool today, 359-6262 or cmiclean.com.
We've got windy conditions, gradual clearing, cloudy through mid-morning, though. We've got a high 53. We're currently at 47, 35 with partly cloudy conditions tonight. Wind gusts as high as 37 miles per hour. Sunshine in a high 47 tomorrow, down to 27 in the evening. 43 with sunshine expected Thursday to start. Then a 30% chance of precipitation and the rain could turn to snow with a low 30 on Thursday night. Back into Friday with a high 40, 38 with sunshine on Saturday, so not too bad. Right now the temperature is at 47, winds up to 31 miles per hour. ESPN 93.5.
Dr. Todd Likens coming up. We have the Pet Pro, your dogs and cats. Your questions at 359-2255. We'll do that in about 15 minutes on Ask the Vet on Tuesdays. Charles Grassley report from the judiciary, 414 pages about, oh, by the way, some of the folks that accused Brett Kavanaugh were lying and they admitted it. Have you heard that story?
No.
That's because nobody's reporting it.
I see.
The question is, I understand bias, but is it not a story that the head of the judiciary committee concerning Brett Kavanaugh releases a woman said, okay, I was lying. The Jane Doe woman that wrote the letter to Kamala Harris got released. She came forward, said, hey, that was me. Said that she was against him and made it up. All kinds of holes in the woman who claimed gang rape. Michael Avenatti, that attorney guy, there have been like three or four referred to the FBI for further investigation because you can't come forward when it's not true. But there's no reporting of all of it because it doesn't meet the narrative. But it's still news. That 414 page is news. You don't have to agree with it, but information regarding Brett Kavanaugh that somebody lied and admitted it is news.
Agreed.
Not hearing it. That never happened for Rachel Sutherland because she's so good at news. She's in Washington, D.C. How are you?
Oh, you guys, that's so nice. I'm good.
Well,
busy.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have to follow the lead of what your guy tells you to cover, though, Rachel, right?
Well, yeah, I can't. Well, you know, I can break a story if I had time.
right.
Okay.
Wasn't for the other 14 stories you're keeping an eye on. Okay, so what's the narrative today? Who votes? What's the number? I mean, is that the biggie?
It is. It's a cliche, but it's all going to come down to turnout. What we're looking at here at Fox is particularly the Senate, these Senate races that are so close. And really, President Trump's schedule yesterday told a story. I mean, he wrapped up his day in Missouri with that rally last night. That's where Claire McCaskill, the senator there, a Democrat now in a red state, fending off a challenge from Republican Josh Hawley. And so that one's one to watch. The fact that the president chose to wrap up this sweeping tour that he's done. I don't know how people keep up with him. I certainly couldn't. And so he was there last night, and then earlier in the day was in Indiana. He's been to Indiana twice just in the past week or so, and that's where Democrat Joe Donnelly is facing a challenge from Republican Mike Braun. So the strategy with the Republicans, they're saying, look, let's not only hold on to the Senate, they're hoping to expand the majority in the Senate. Over in the House, little different landscape. I think a lot of people can see that the Democrats hoping for a blue wave there. Not sure if it's going to be a wave or a ripple. There's been talk of a red tide, all kinds of situations. The Democrats need to pick up 23 seats in order for that to happen. It's possible that they'll do that.
Well, the average is
20.
For the president in power, the average loss in midterms 28. So by those historic numbers, it would figure the Democrats could wrest control of all of this. The big difference is I don't think we're in normal times here, and there's a weird feel out there from this isn't normal. It still might happen, but I'm telling you, it's when he does these rallies, there's an energy. I don't know what it means, but it feels an awful lot like 16 to me.
It does, and then even more so. I think that since 16, I think it was obviously a shocking victory for President Trump, stunned the nation, and the nation's been stunned ever since, and then the other side has mobilized too, but they're not the only ones mobilizing. I see a lot of energy among Republicans as well.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, it's sometimes scary to even go on social media, some of the stuff you see out there, from folks who are not fans of the president, and really on both sides, but it's gotten, and I don't need to tell you, it's just gotten so unbelievably hateful. I'm just wondering what's going to happen after the midterms, but it'll depend on how it all turns out. If you look back to say 2010, and at that time, that was a famous shellacking You know, President Obama at the time had a lower approval rating heading into the midterms. He was at 45% in 2010. President Trump was at 47% heading into the midterms. You know, so it may impact that. But as you say, these aren't normal times.
Mm-mm. Well, I know what the headlines will be. If the House goes Democratic, even if it's by two, it's Trump's lost it. He's lost it. That's going to be the if they win, there's going to be I don't watch MSNBC or CNN, but I'm going to have to flip over because they won't believe it. They're going to be angry. There might Dana Perino last night said there might be 35 Democrats running for president. If they don't if they don't get this House back, there's going to be everybody saying, I'm doing this.
And I would imagine that they're going to be launching their campaigns. I was thinking maybe in January, but right. I mean, if Democrats lose the House, they may start launching sooner.
Well, it's going to be get your hard head on, but we'll see what happens. But I know one thing. I know what the House is going to do for 2 years. That's discredit Donald Trump and investigate. Won't get a lot done, and who knows, maybe that would
happen. Oh, it'll be total gridlock. Nothing will get done.
Will happen. Rachel, how exciting for you to be in Washington, D.C. this morning. You can follow Rachel at Sutherland Fox. It's always an honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rachel Sutherland, Fox News. Oh, yeah. So I think there's a feeling of it's fascinating, too. It's like you've got to stop Trump. You've got to stop this. Isn't America the – and the other side saying we got to stop them. This isn't a – there's a real divide here and I think the Democrats of, you know, Claire McCaskill in Missouri said, I'm not a crazy Democrat. And then I said, what does that mean? Well, I don't shout at people around. Can we agree that shouting down people at a restaurant, intimidating them with violence, that's wrong? If we can't agree on that one, then we probably aren't going to agree on a lot. And Donald Trump said something last night in Cape Girardeau. He said, you know, I'm more common sense than anything because we've lost a lot of common sense. The thought of opening our borders to anybody who wants to come is not common sense. It doesn't make any sense. You have to have a system. I'm not against immigration. I'm the son of an immigrant. But there has to be a lawful way to do it, doesn't there? Or have we completely tossed all that out and it's like, oh, anybody wants to? You can't do it. We will be overcome. Because there's 7-point-something billion in the world, and how many do you think would like to live here? Most of them? A whole bunch of them. You have to have a system. You have to have laws. But I don't know what is so outlandish about that. I don't get it. That's common sense to me. All right, 7:42. Dr. Todd, in less than 10 minutes, if you have any pet questions or anything else, you can text me. Love to hear from you what you're thinking. What do you think is going to happen? 359-2255. The holidays upon us. It's easy to forget about planning, like money planning. BUC Wealth Management can sit and help you maximize tax deductions. You got to get that done by December 31 now. You have some charitable contributions, tax deductible if you get them in before December 31. College planning, there's a whole lot of opportunities to save for your children and grandchildren. Even if it's $20 a month, do something to say you're doing it and then don't touch it. They've got 529 plans. They offer tax breaks. Most lets you save more than $250,000 per beneficiary if you want to do that, if you want to plan for that. You have a grandson or something, granddaughter. Retirement planning, wealth transfer, effective estate planning. There's a lot to it. But BUC can help. BUC Wealth Management. Start your year-end planning today with the experienced professionals over there. BUC Wealth Management. Get and stay financially fit throughout 2018 and beyond. Call 800-67-BUC or go to BUC.com. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee. BUC Wealth Management. Okay, we're going to check our sports headlines. We'll do that coming up next.
With the change of seasons approaching, you need to check your tires. CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years and is your Central Illinois tire leader. Your local CarX has the right tires for your vehicle, offering major brands like Goodyear, Kelly, Michelin, and Yokohama. And CarX offers tires at competitive prices, expert installation, and the best guarantees in the business. Shop tires online at CarX.com by using our online tire tool. See your CarX Men today.
Don't worry, call the CarX Men.
This is Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton. I have been honored to serve as your Champaign County Clerk for the past 7 years. It is now time for us to choose a new county clerk, and I am proud to endorse and support Matt Grandoni. Matt Grandoni has worked in our office for the past 4 years as our Director of Training. and his leadership of our team has been an integral part of the success of our operation. As your county clerk for the past 7 years, I respectfully ask for your vote for Matt Grandoni as our next county clerk.
Paid for by friends of Matt Grandoni.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Looking for a safe, welcoming, and nurturing environment for your infant, toddler, or preschooler? Look no further than Little Legends Learning Center. Their focus is to provide a home-like atmosphere that is encouraging and developmentally appropriate while embedding educational experiences that promote social, emotional, physical, language, and cognitive development. Little Legends Learning Center is enrolling now, so don't wait. Conveniently located at 4402 Nicholas Drive in Champaign or online at littlelegendslearningcenter.com. That's littlelegendslearningcenter.com.
Need to ship something? Go to My Office Plus LLC and ship anything from just one place. Then any USPS, UPS, FedEx, and DHL parcels across America or across the world. You can do it all. Copy, fax, email, scan, laminate. Need something notarized? No problem. Buy your office supplies or greeting cards. You can even have your own mailbox. My Office Plus LLC at 1808 South Philo Road in Urbana. Check them out today.
In the 1800s, the Marin family fled Ireland and settled near Danville. Laboring in fields, they saved enough to buy wasteland and worked to shape it into prosperous farmland.
I'm Mike Marin. My ancestors believed in the promise of Illinois. I do too. I know we can work together to fix our problems with budgets, taxes, and school funding. We can grow our business, strengthen agriculture, and bring people back to Illinois.
It can be done. Believe in Mike Marin as your state representative of the 104th District. Paid for by citizens to elect Mike Marin.
All right, 747 ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines.
NFL action last night had the Tennessee Titans over the Dallas Cowboys 28-14. On to college basketball because the season starts tonight. And top 25 Big Ten ball, it's number 10 Michigan State and number 1 Kansas, number 19 Michigan and Norfolk State, number 24 Purdue and Fairfield will be playing Evansville on Thursday to start our season. And Jeff Devine, thanks for signing up at Jets Pizza, where I was broadcasting live after that Illini Minnesota football game. He ended up winning season basketball tickets.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Yeah, and thanks to the folks at the Ryan Dallas team and the U of I Meat Sales Room for giving us opportunities to give people a chance to sign up and win. Illinois volleyball at number 4 in the American Volleyball Coaches Association top 25. 7 in the top 15 are Big Ten teams.
Amazing. Illinois soccer did not make the NCAA. Thought they should have. They were a bubble and did not get in. But a much better year for Janet Rayfield's soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ESPN 93.5, you have a question for your dog, your cat. Dr. Todd Likens is coming up, 359-2255, to text something in.
In the 101st District, conservative reformer Dan Calkins is the right choice for our families. As our state representative, Dan Calkins will lead the fight for lower taxes, balanced budgets, and good-paying jobs. Dan Calkins shares our Central Illinois values. He's endorsed by pro-life advocates, Second Amendment supporters, and the Illinois Farm Bureau Activator. Change Springfield. On November 6th, elect Dan Calkins to fight for us.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
It's your last chance to see Illinois football at home this season.
35-30, he might go 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown, Illinois!
The Fighting Illini will take on Iowa November 17th at Memorial Stadium. Single game tickets start at just $35. Reserve your seats today by logging on to FightingIllini.com or by calling 866-ILLINI1.
My name is Stephanie Farney. My husband, John Farney, is Champaign County Treasurer. With all the noise and negative ads out there, I want to tell you about who John is and why I hope you'll vote for him November 6th. John wants to make sure Champaign County runs as well as it can. As County Treasurer, it's his job to make sure schools and fire departments have what they need to serve the citizens of Champaign County. He's an amazing dad. He's a natural. John is teaching our son, Nate, that above all else, be kind. Be a good person. That's the kind of person John is. He does the right things for the right reasons, even if that means he'll make someone mad or step on somebody's toes. He's doing what's good for people, regardless of party or politics. He's not like most politicians. To him, it's not a title or position of power. John believes in service to his community and to his neighbor. I hope you'll join me in supporting my husband, John Farney, for Champaign County Treasurer.
I'm John Farney, and I'm asking for your vote November 6th.
Paid for by friends of John Farney.
Here we go!
I might be wacky, but I wanna play. I'm your best friend, you can get away.
I love your pot roast.
I deserve a treat, cause I'm a fluffy bunny.
359-2255, got anything good to Dr. Todd Likens, a vet pro, Madison Kirby, also an exit police station, Muhammad, veterinarian extraordinaire, Todd Likens. How are you, my friend?
Good, how'd you know we had pot roast last night?
I could smell it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
You and Charlie.
Yep, we had pot roast over the weekend, so Charlie is hovering. Okay, so is there something, this might sound weird, is there something I can give dogs, because I've got two nearly 10-year-old white English creams. How do I know they have arthritis, and is there an arthritis medicine for dogs?
Oh, yes. I've got a deal. Sometimes the change is so subtle that people don't recognize their dogs are having arthritic pain. And so, I've tried talking to people about it, but what I've decided to do, and I've got a special goal for my clients this month, is that, we will give you 1 week free trial of arthritis medicine so you'll see the difference.
Mm.
And the people I've given this free trial to, it's amazing how many are come back and saying, oh my God, I didn't realize what was going on. But it's because they're seeing a different dog. Mobility is greatly improved with this. And this drug is designed for long-term usage, and it just provides arthritic pain relief.
Is it a daily?
It's a daily, yes.
Okay.
It's like a non-steroidal, which is the class of aspirin, but it's like taking like 100 aspirin for pain.
Wow.
So it's a lot stronger pain relief than what you'd get from an aspirin.
Well, Bella's having a hard time getting up and down, so I'm pretty sure something's going on there. So if I try, is it very expensive if I get off my free trial?
Less than $1 a day.
Okay. Well, it mean a lot because both of them struggle a little bit. And it's not unusual if they're both about to be 10, right? I mean, that's probably.
Yeah, that's the age you're going to see the wear and tear.
Yep.
You know, it's just like I'm having to do a little push-up off the sofa these days.
Yep.
So it's like I probably should take some myself.
What about something unusual at the veterinary clinic this week, Dr. Todd? Anything going on?
Oh, hey, we had a good one this week. Had a client come in. His dog was having vomiting. And I could see on the dog's face that it just didn't feel good. A young dog, okay? So that's one cue a veterinarian will pick up on, is the young dogs are more likely to eat things they shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So the next cue, the history is so important that you tell me everything. Next thing he told me is like, yeah, I've got a baby and I got young kids in the house. So I'm thinking, dog ate something.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get the guy admitted and take the x-ray. And it wasn't a toy. I was kind of surprised because that's generally what they eat. This time it was the nipple off of a bottle.
Yep.
And so it had actually gone through the stomach and partially through the intestine before it got stuck. So this is another good case to remind you, like, insurance is worthwhile because it saves you a lot of money, especially in the first year of a dog's life.
Well, you had to do surgery to go get it, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the only way you're going to get something like that.
And that, you know, anything like that's $1,000 at least. I mean, that's what it costs.
Yeah,
that's what
exactly.
It costs. Yeah.
Exactly.
If
you got the insurance, you're on 80-20, so you're saving it pays for years of insurance right there.
Now, I bought insurance. I pay $51 a month for three dogs, and, you know, Charlie, with his illness, so it's totally worth $17 for a dog every month for insurance. That'll be $1,000 deductible, up to $10,000 in coverage after that, though.
Mm.
So it's totally worth it. I would look into that. Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro. How do people find you?
Hey, we're Kirby Madison. We're by the police station, Muhammad, 355 Pets, 586 Pets.
You're the man. Thank you, sir.
See ya.
See you guys.
ESPN 93.5, ladies and gentlemen, the Fighting Illini opened their basketball season for real.
That's right. They'll play Evansville on Thursday night.
Yep. If you would like to win 4 free tickets to see Brad Underwood's second team, not second team, second team. I'm talking about his second ball club because he coached last year. That's what I mean. He's not starting a second team. See, phrasing's bad. 359-2255. Let's go to the
25th.
Deion Thomas's number. Good call since Deion's on every Monday now with Jeremy Warner.
That's right.
9 a.m. Number 25.
I love hearing that show.
25 is the text number. Text in Illini right now. 359-2255. 359-2255. Text in Illini. I'll get you 4 free basketball tickets for Thursday night at 7. But you must text me at 359-2255, 359-2255. Text in the line. I win 4 free ones. And I'm rooting for you. Election Day 2018. What's going to happen? I promise you, nobody really knows. We'll see you tonight. Go Erica Harold. I am rooting for Erica. Big time. Cole, you up?
Hi.
You win.
Thank you.
You got 4 tickets to the Evansville, Illinois basketball game. Thursday night, State Farm Center. What do you think of the team? Any clue yet?
I think it'll be a good game. I think we can pull it out.
All right. How you feeling about football after we smoked Minnesota?
I was surprised, actually. I thought it'd be a close game, but yeah. We pulled it out, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah. Well, you work at Spring Green?
Yep.
Well, so did I, silly. I mean, I probably really impressed Steve Emke and JT Warmbier. They still talk about me?
Yeah, once in a while, yeah.
Yeah. And I talk about what an incredible worker I was for 3 whole hours before they fired me at noon?
Yeah. We listen every day.
Well, we appreciate Spring Green. Cole, appreciate you. Congratulations on winning tickets, my friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go
Way to
Illini.
Go Illini. Cole.